it has always been around. It will always have a niche, but they'll make it a privilege, not a right, accessible only to the rich. Hey, pro-lifers need to dig themselves, because life don't stop after birth. And for a child born to the unprepared, it might even just get worse. The situation would surely change if they were to find themselves in it. Supporters of the H-bomb and firebombing clinics.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Frank Schaefer, who is the best-selling author of fiction and nonfiction. His parents, Francis and Edith Schaefer, were world-famous evangelical speakers and authors. And Frank previously worked for such figures as Pat Robinson, Jerry Falwell, and Focus on the Family's James Dobson. He, however, felt increasingly alienated and experienced a crisis of faith that ultimately led to his departure from the evangelical movement. His novels include Portofino and Saving Grandma, and his nonfiction books include Crazy for God, Patience with God, Faith for People Who Don't Like Religion or Atheism, and his latest, Sex, Mum, and God. Welcome to Background Briefing, Frank Schaefer.
Hi, Ian. Thanks a lot.
And clearly the gaffes, although this Senate candidate, Republican Tea Party Senate candidate in Indiana, was actually speaking from the heart, and he was saying exactly what he believed. But, of course, for the Romney campaign, it's a serious gaffe, and they are trying to close the gender gap with women. And it's worth noting that Murdoch, the candidate who put his foot in his mouth, although, again, he was saying what he believes, is the only Senate candidate that Romney has made TV ads for. And what I find extraordinary about this flap over this, Frank Schaefer, is that what Murdoch was saying is exactly consistent with the Republican Party platform, and these are the same views as Paul Ryan.
Yeah, well, you know, this thing that Romney keeps doing, which is having one thing in his platform or making a statement early in the campaign to get the far right on board, and then at the last minute, literally looking right into the lens of a camera and blatantly lying, not just changing his position, but saying, I never said that, or that's not my opinion. You know, whether it's getting out of Afghanistan by 2014, which he said was a huge mistake to announce that, and then in the debate he says he's going out, it's the same thing with abortion. So the official Republican platform that he signed on to as their presidential candidate and what Murdoch said or Aiken or any of these people, it's all one and the same. But when you get to the actual statements and they embarrass the campaign now in this later stage while they're trying to get reasonable Americans who disagree with these positions to vote for them, then Romney's technique seems to be to just blatantly lie and say, that's not what I stand for, or I don't believe that, or that's not my position. And obviously, you know, you're not supposed to be able to have it both ways, but he thinks he can, and this is another instance. So on one day he's shooting an ad with this guy who, by the way, his extreme pro-life positions, and extreme even for the so-called pro-life and anti-abortion movement, were known before he made this statement, just like with Aiken. Anybody who had known about these men knows they held these positions. These are not surprises. But Romney made the ad endorsing him, somehow calculating that this guy would have enough sense to lie in the same way that Romney is. And, of course, in a funny way, you know, Murdoch and Aiken and these other people have made the mistake of having more actual integrity than Romney in that they actually have said what they think rather than covering it up the way Romney does at this stage of the campaign. And that's really the difference between them. Not ideological. It's just Romney has the sense to lie and to confuse the issues and to say he's changed his mind or not say he's changed his mind and just pretend as if he's always held another position. And abortion is one of the areas that he's as extreme as any of these people, at least today. Although if you go back to the day he was governor of Massachusetts, he might as well have been a moderate Democrat in terms of the way he governed here. So I guess the difference is that the whole Republican Party is incredibly and severely anti-abortion and anti-woman, really. Romney is for whatever will get him elected, but of course that doesn't protect women's rights because he is going to be president if he's elected with a majority in Congress that is to the right of him who will have their way with him and make him stick to his extreme anti-abortion, anti-feminist positions. And that's really the big danger. It's who's coming up in Congress and who's already there and the way they will have their way with him, and of course also the court appointments. So Romney is not, the fact that he flip-flops and the fact that he was in Massachusetts as a moderate, now he's far to the right, and now coming back to the center to get the national vote, instead of comforting people, it should dismay anyone who understands that he'll do whatever it takes to be in power, and that will include working with a Republican majority in Congress, which means he'll do exactly what they want, and they are radicals.
Again, I'm speaking with Frank Schaefer, best-selling author of fiction and nonfiction. His parents, Francis and Edith Schaefer, were world-famous evangelical speakers and authors and essentially founders of the religious right and the anti-abortion movement from which Frank broke. And he's the author. His latest book is Sex, Mom, and God. But Frank, this is clearly a very important issue, and I it may well be a motivating issue to get people to vote for Obama, which is what the challenge is in the next few days.
So right.
In the polls, it's always clear that the Republicans lead in likely voters because their people are fired up. It's not clear that the Democrats are going to show up. But there was a very surprising Gallup poll taken earlier this month in the 12 swing states, and they found that 39% of women who are registered voters said that abortion was the most important issue for women in this election. And,
right.
And with the Supreme Court likely, you know, with one vote away from overturning Roe v. Wade, a goal that, by the way, Romney has reaffirmed on the campaign trail, you would think that Murdoch is just absolutely pouring gasoline on a fire that Romney is hoping to put out.
Well, the thing is, as I said, you know, Romney is buying time by barefaced lying. And one of the things he lies about is somehow that things will not be as extreme if he's elected as his positions indicate in the positions of the party. But I want to tell you something in a provide an interesting lens to see this through. There are folks who totally understand where Romney's coming from, and sadly, a lot of Democrats don't because they're not motivated enough, which is really a bad sign and a basic failure of intelligence when it comes to some Democrats who have, quote-unquote, been disappointed by Barack Obama, and so they had lack some enthusiasm. Well, let me tell you something. There is one group of people who totally understand where Romney's coming from, and that is the evangelical Christian community that I come from, and in my memoir, Crazy for God, talk about why I left that community. One of the people I knew in that community, in fact, first met him when I was 9 years old, was Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, who's now taken over the Billy Graham organization. And they have not only endorsed Romney, and Franklin is a rabidly anti-abortion, anti-feminist, anti-gay, anti-everything, to the right of people like Dr. Dobson, for instance. He's the most extreme evangelical person there is. He's sort of our evangelical version of the Taliban.
Well, he's very anti-Muslim, too, and anti-Obama.
Totally anti-Muslim.
Yeah.
Well, and he's a xenophobe, and you know, he says that Obama's not a Christian and so on. You can go down the list. He's an extremist. He's even made birther comments at certain points. Look, Franklin Graham got his ailing father, who is on the border of senility, to sign off on a full-page ad endorsing Romney. And then a publication, a gay publication, actually pointed out that at the same time they were endorsing Romney, they listed Mormonism as a cult, not occult, but a cult, a sect, a heresy, on their website. And within 24 hours, they had scrubbed it. Now, from my point of view, there should be no religious test for office, and I don't care if the guy's an atheist, a Mormon, agnostic, a Presbyterian, or none of the above, or Jewish, or whatever else. If he's going to be a good president, fine. But you have to understand, from the evangelical point of view, you know, this is equivalent to a leader of a civil rights organization saying, well, you know, the Jim Crow laws weren't so bad after all, or a right-wing, you know, free market capitalist all of a sudden embracing communism. So you have to understand, in the evangelical mindset, for them to scrub their website of the cult definition of the Mormon Church goes to show that they literally not only will stop at nothing to get rid of President Obama, but that they have actually understood where Romney's coming from. He has checked off every point on their agenda. He's anti-immigrant. He's anti-black. He is anti-women. He is anti-abortion. He will reverse Roe v. Wade. They will stop gay marriage. They will stop gay rights. These people are xenophobic reactionaries. And let me tell you again, if the Billy Graham Organization is willing to sell its theological soul, if it is willing to do the equivalent of the Saudi royal family if they suddenly announce that Mecca is no longer important to Islam, you know, you can't think of extreme enough example as the to show the equivalent of what it means for the Billy Graham Organization to sell their soul to the devil, as far as they're concerned, by scrubbing all references to Mormonism as being unchristian. Now you know how the far, far, far religious right is playing footsie with this candidate. And if they get it, and they're willing to literally sell their theological soul to get Mitt Romney elected, you better understand what's coming down the pike. And that is a man who is going to make George W. Bush look like a free thinker. You know, we already got one president who was a bit dim-witted, but in the clutches of the neoconservative movement. We got two wars on a credit card, $4 trillion, 50,000 Americans injured, 5,000 of us killed, 6,000 if you count in all the Iraq and Afghanistan deaths, let alone other people. You can only begin to understand what the Tea Party-dominated Congress unleashed with Mitt Romney is going to mean when you have backers like Franklin Graham willing to sell their soul by now saying that Mormonism is just another evangelical religion, as it were. And like I said, I don't care. There should be no test for running for office. But given their philosophical presuppositions, this is really them actually going further than I would have even predicted these evangelicals went. And if you read my book, Crazy for God, my memoir, or my new book, Sex, Mom, and God, you'll understand that I come from the heart of the movement. I really understand it. Our family, the Schaefer family, were key players in it. I know the Grahams personally. I know Franklin personally. I knew Billy personally. And literally, 20 years ago, if you had asked Billy or Franklin, would you ever do this, they would have said we would kill ourselves first because it would be a denial of Jesus Christ. And so in their own book, they so believe in the xenophobic, reactionary program against, for instance, women's rights that will be carried out with a democratically elected but thereafter non-democratically functioning president who's going to be using every trick in the book with Congress and the rest to roll back the clock on all these civil rights that we now take for granted. Better wake up and smell the coffee, Democrats, because these guys, if they understand who this man is and are willing to do this, in terms of scrubbing their references to Mormonism on their websites and endorsing him with full-page ads, you know, if Democrats don't understand where Romney's coming from, the Billy Grahams of this world and the Franklin Grahams certainly do, and that should be a really cautionary flag going up on everybody's horizon.
So, Frank, you basically, this obviously alarms you, the fact that Romney got together just a couple of days ago with Frank Graham and Billy Graham. And
yeah, but if you understand where Franklin's coming from, I'm not kidding you. This is not hyperbole. It is as if Romney was now working hand in glove with the Ku Klux Klan.
Right. Well,
Franklin Graham is as xenophobic reactionary as any human being alive on this earth right now. You'd have to go to the Taliban to find anybody.
Right. Well, but presumably, when they sat down together, Franklin Graham was satisfied with the promises that Romney made.
Absolutely.
And totally bought in.
And
shows you how desperate these evangelicals are and the evangelical movement is to get this guy out of the White House.
Well, and you got to understand something about Romney, and this is where theology does matter. There shouldn't be a theological litmus test, but let's remember that unlike most evangelical organizations and churches or the Roman Catholic Church, Jewish temples and synagogues, or even Muslim mosques, you know, Islam and Christianity do not have secret rituals for an inner circle. Nobody pretends Mormonism doesn't. In other words, when you're a bishop like Romney, you've gotten used to the idea that you have one faith out there for the plebeians, the suckers, the regular people, and then there's a little inner core that run the money, that run the theology. They have their own sacred and secret rituals. And this idea of secretiveness, of course, carried over with him into his non-publishing of his tax records, unlike any president in any election for the last 10 presidents. His idea of secretiveness and kind of inner workings fits perfectly with the Graham family that have always run the Billy Graham Organization like a private family fiefdom. And now with a nepotistic inheritor in Billy's son Franklin taking it over as if they're North Korean dictators. You know, how you take over a Christian ministry, I don't know, although I almost did it with my father's, and I write about how I left and why.
Frank, we got to wrap it up, I'm afraid.
Well, let me just say that the Graham involvement with these guys and the pro-life thing intersect, in that if they didn't understand where Romney was coming from, they would not be scrubbing all references to Mormonism from their website. And if you don't see that as proof, then I think it's just only because people are so outside that evangelical community, they don't get how dramatic that is and what a big deal it is to have a third of the electric turned loose by Billy Graham.
Well, Frank, we've got to end it here, and I thank you so much for joining us again. I've been speaking with Frank Schaefer, best-selling author. His latest book is Sex, Mom, and God. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. I'll be back again tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. Disappeared by half.